text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning: the SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Lead paint. Item number: SCP-1134. Object class: safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-1134 is contained in Volatile Item Storage Warehouse 14 in a 3x3x4m room with one exit consisting of a standard reinforced airtight door. All indoor surfaces of a containment room are to be coded in SCP-1134-1. Personnel requesting the use of SCP-1134-1 in containment procedures or security measures must be level 2 or above and must obtain clearance from Dr. Description: SCP-1134 is a circular polyvinyl chloride 10-gallon container of paint and primer mix, bearing the label Conglomerate No Mess Ballistics Grade Paint, color formula 366, in a translation below the primary label, which is slightly modified traditional kanji. No such company has been located at this time. All other writing on this drum is in this modified traditional kanji, and dealings with patent information and date of manufacture noted as April 11th, 2000. The label is easily detached and reattached. SCP-1134-1 is a liquid contained in SCP-1134. It has roughly the same consistency as a high-quality paint and primer mix. There are currently 8.02 gallons remaining of the original 10, the remaining liquid having been used as paint prior to recovery or in subsequent foundation testing. SCP-1134-1 is a glossy violet in color. SCP-1134-1 is extremely hazardous due to the anomalous qualities of the liquid. Any amount of SCP-1134-1 that is allowed to gain free momentum prior to surface application quickly accelerates to a uniform speed of 490 meters per second, equivalent to a .357 Magnum handgun round. Larger amounts of SCP-1134-1 break up into smaller uniform droplets, measured by high-speed camera to be oblong, 33 mm long, and very similar in shape to bullets. Upon impact with an unpainted surface or obstruction, SCP-1134-1 behaves in a similar manner to a bullet. Unlike bullets, SCP-1134-1 does not lose energy when coming into contact with a surface or obstruction and will instead ricochet at a constant speed until making contact with a SCP-1134-1 painted surface or organic object. Once contact is made with a painted surface, the ricocheting SCP-1134-1 is absorbed into the liquid on the surface, and a corresponding increase in surface coverage can be measured. SCP-1134 has been demonstrated to be exempt from damage due to SCP-1134-1. Once applied to a surface and allowed to dry, SCP-1134-1 has been observed to be completely bulletproof, withstanding impacts up to a .30 caliber sniper round. Any surface painted with SCP-1134-1 will be undamaged by force below 65,000 newton. See test log 1134-03, applied to the surface that is painted. Force applied from the other side of a surface has been met with normal resistance for the surface up to the point at which SCP-1134-1 forms a dry barrier. O5 note: we feel that despite the obvious benefits of SCP-1134-1, access must be carefully regulated by the research head due to the limited quantities we currently possess. O5. Recovery Log 1134 Abstract. SCP-1134 was recovered on July 20th, 2004, in a warehouse belonging to It was found among other supplies in the foreman's office, which appeared to be in the middle of renovation. Anomalous properties were determined after recovery agent Growlson accidentally spilled a small amount of SCP-1134-1, resulting in 4 deaths. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.